Welcome to Dharma Glow. We're a community of conscious beings who are devoted to co-creating new earth. We value joy, peace, equity, and love. Our mission is to ignite the essence of our community by sharing tools for liberation and inspiration. Join us on the path to purpose, peace, and universal harmony. Time to come together to awaken our inner radiance. Let's glow, fam. Enjoy this podcast where we showcase some of the brightest minds and hearts in the creative space, in the healing space. It's all here to inspire you. And if you're inspired by what you hear today, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, as that'll really help spread the energy of this movement. Thank you. Enjoy the vibrations. So before we get started, I just wanted to let y'all know that we have monthly community events that bring in great artists from all over the world that are raising consciousness and spreading the vibrations of love. High vibration, cold pressed juices, and all that. On September 25th, we have the magical sounds of Free Soul and Lava. If you don't know their music, you should definitely check it out. I'll be sharing from my book, From Infinity to Infinity, and we'll have yoga, silent disco, vegan food. It's amazing. And then in October, we have Londrell. So he'll be coming through to play music off his album, Stay Free, and also share some of his poetry. So if those type of events are something you want to experience, make sure you go to dharmaglow.com and sign up for the email list. Stay tapped in. Once again, that is dharmaglow.com. Join our email list and you will get notifications when tickets go on sale and when we have other community events that you're not going to want to miss. All right, let's get into the episode. All right.
Okey-dokey.
We're doing something new today, fam.
You're right here on the beach in Laguna.
Normally, we would be in a nice, quiet podcast studio, but we said, hey, let's capture our lives as it actually is. The homie Andrew is in town, so we decided to record this on the beach in Laguna. Thank you for the invitation.
Happily. Thank you for coming. Thank you for always showing up, as you do, Jean. And I feel like this is the consistent flavor of our friendship. Mm. Is showing up for one another and consistently just making it as beautiful as possible with the magic of the synchronicity that we have.
Amen, brother. Thank you. Thank you for constantly creating the vibration and the frequency that I always know is going to be a good time. I always know it's going to be an elevated experience. But I got to tell y'all, when I came to meet Andrew today, he was making brunch, a late brunch, because it was around 4 o'clock almost. Delicious kale salad.
Yeah, we had a kale and cabbage salad with the pancakes.
Oh wow, that was so good. And he made them with a blueberry maple syrup. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
It's all about the compote, baby.
Yeah.
You know, you take the blueberries and you simmer them into the maple syrup. And so that the blueberries actually get to a point where they explode. Mm. And then they infuse themselves into the maple syrup. So you got this blue syrup that goes on top of the turmeric pancakes. Mm. With the vanilla, cardamom, cinnamon flavors.
Best pancakes I ever had.
That's what I like to hear.
And that's the thing, it's with anything, right? We have the good ingredients, but it's also the consciousness of the being creating it. And that's whatever it is.
Definitely.
And Andrew's on that wave, so he transferred that energy in the food, and now I am very satiated and full. Thank you.
Yeah, I say how you do anything is how you do everything. And I feel now more than ever it's important for us to really take that saying to heart, because it really is a testament to how we can be able to allow every expression of ourselves to be a true expression of our heart.
And you model that every day.
I do my best. Yeah. All I can do is my best. Only so many moments in the day. You gotta make sure that every moment is a present moment, that we can actually bring that elevation to the moment.
Amen. So I've had you on some of my podcasts before, so I know some of your origin story. So since we've already done that, I would love to hear maybe more of your vision story right now, as in what you're creating and what's the impact you want to have.
Yeah, certainly. I have the blessing right now of having incredible investors from all around the world, in congruence with a project that I am creating in Costa Rica that is an ascension center. Mm. And this ascension center is a space where healers, thought leaders, entrepreneurs, founders, people who are really fully aligned in their purpose can come to a space to rejuvenate themselves. So I feel that so often we're giving, we're uplifting, we're driving this idea forward, and it can take a lot of energy.
Right.
And it's a space where we can come and allow that space to just relax, to eat pancakes with the homie, to do some yoga, to practice some meditation, to dive deep into a float tank, to really allow us to ascend to a higher level of being ourselves in a space that allows being ourselves to be so free, so simple, and so in tune with harmony. Because I feel that when we're in nature, that's when we truly shine. And it's really gonna be a space where people can feel how nature and technology intertwine.
I love that. Nature and technology intertwine. And I think that's an important forward-thinking way of seeing the world, because some people are on one extreme or the other of nature or technology, but the answer is never in an extreme. It's the integration of those things. It's not the East, it's not the West, it's the middle way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Buddha always said, follow the middle path.
Right. Yeah, I've been leaning into that more because I have been on a steep spiritual incline the last couple of years with the Kundalini and seeing the example of other people. You just want to raise your frequency. But there also comes an acceptance, or there should be an acceptance of just your humanity and just allowing yourself to be. And, you know, I came up with this tagline yesterday that pizza is part of the path, right? Because no matter how evolved I am, and I'm mostly vegan, right? Mostly vegetarian. I don't eat meat, but like cheese pizza, sometimes I'm just gonna like go in on that cheese pizza. To me, that just represents the level of staying connected to like humanity and not totally being in this ungrounded place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally feel that. I've been living in Costa Rica, which is very nature rich. It's so beautiful. It has such a vibration that when you come into the city, you almost feel like you're of a higher vibration. You're almost like, oh, I don't want to be down here where the homeless people are. I don't want to be around here where the sirens are ringing. I don't want to hear helicopters in the background and people yelling and fighting. Like, it really does bring you out of that space of what I would call society. And essentially, the more that I extricate myself from society, the more that I find myself getting into these spaces where I realize that it really is all part of the path. And the more that we truly realize that, the more that we tap into the awareness that there is no us or them. There is no right or left. There is only one whole. And when we begin to realize that with more effective awareness, we become accepting of everything. And that's the truth, is to truly accept what is. Because what is what will consistently be. And yes, we can be an example of what we wish to see, but what is will consistently be. So all we have to do is learn to be free, even in the spaces that are challenging.
I love the frequency you bring through. I see you on Instagram doing all these amazing things. Could you take me through what a normal day is and how you maintain your frequency?
I love the term normal. I feel like every one of my days is completely unique. It's been a consistent flux. And I find that in the flux, the things that keep me most grounded are waking up every single morning, practicing my meditation. That means taking my time to close my eyes and focus on my third eye. Focus on the space in between the eyebrows. Really take my time to listen to my breath, to attune to the simplicity of the inhales and the depth of the exhales. And in doing so, that's what brings me to the clarity, and that brings me to what I call a baseline. And from that baseline, that's where I carry out my day. From a deeper space of calm, even-minded tranquility. Because then when I move into my day, whether it's an email that I get, or whether it's a new inquiry from a business partner, or a incredible new opportunity to go teach in Fiji, like, they all come, and I have this even-minded awareness to be able to take that next step with a deeper sense of congruence with my true heart's intention. Mm-hmm. And I feel that alignment is what allows me to really bring my truest essence into everything that I do. Mm-hmm. And that's why even in the pancakes that you had, you were able to taste that mm-hmm. love. Mm-hmm. And that love comes through with effortless bliss as I'm able to consistently tap into my own presence. And so yoga comes after my meditation. Usually do, maybe it's 5 stretches, maybe it's 10 stretches, just yoked with the conscious awareness of my breath. And after that, it really does bring me into Svadhyaya, self-study. I love to journal in the morning. Journaling in the morning is a really easy way for me to just clear out any mind flickerings, anything that is not needed, anything that may be tugging me away from really being able to just be present. And it's really just like dumping all the stuff that's yes. in your head. There's so much going on up there. And sometimes that's poetry for me. I love writing poetry. Sometimes that's what's going on in my relationship. Sometimes that's what's happening in business. Sometimes that's what's happened on the mat. What I felt in the day, in my body. And so every time that I have the opportunity to do that, it brings me to a clear space. And then after that, I really do take my time to mosey into the day. I love to do mantra in the morning as well. Mantra is part of like my meditation / journaling / yoga practice. It's all in there. And once I'm complete with that, I jump in the shower, take a nice little rinse off, cleanse my body. I love to read as well in the morning. Reading is one of my jams. And then once that's complete, I work, whether it's teaching privates, usually, so like I wake up at 5:30, sometimes earlier, depending upon what times I go to sleep, but 5:30 is usually like the most consistent time that I get up. And then I do that morning practice, and then by 9:00, I'm ready to tackle emails, phone calls, private sessions. Then I do that until around 2:00, and then I cook my first meal. And first meal goes down around 3:00, around what time I saw you today, like 3:30, 4:00, I ate food. Mm-hmm. And then it brings me to around this time, which is usually 5 or 6, and that's is like my relaxation, get back into whatever else I need to do for the next day. I booked my hotel for this evening, fly out tomorrow to Correas, Mexico, book my car for that, and have all my classes already sequenced and ready. And so essentially every single day is different. I travel often, so a lot of my days are spent like really just getting ready for whatever the next day holds. Mm-hmm. So preparation I feel is key, but I'll be in Correas for a month, so I have a whole entire month to really dive deep into being in that space and then just locking in that regimen again there. And sometimes it means waking up earlier based upon time switches, because I like to get up before the sun. And yeah, that's basically an outline of my day. Mm.
Yeah, I really want to highlight how intentional it is to cultivate a certain frequency inside out before you face your day.
Oh, definitely.
And before I did that, because I do similar morning practice now, and people are always like, how do you have so much time? And now that I've been doing it consistently for a few years now, I couldn't imagine not doing it.
Yeah.
Because you don't experience the world as it is, you experience the world as you are.
True.
So by doing that ritual, you're able to tune into a certain frequency, just like you would tune a knob on a radio station. Like, you're like tuning it basically to the highest frequency of God that you can. At least for me, this is how I think about it. Like, I coast down the rest of the day, you know?
So
I'm like gliding down. And what it helps me to do is create a lot of space in my reactions between the things that are happening and the way I choose to respond. I'm not so reactive, right? Like, the other day, I'm releasing this poetry book. I ordered 90 books for my booklet release party, went to the convenience store in my little complex, set the books outside, got my stuff, walked back to my house. The next day, when I woke up, I realized I had left the books.
Ooh.
And I was like, when I realized I left the books, normally people might be like, oh, fuck, you know, like all this stuff. But I didn't have any of that. There was no negative reaction. I was just like, huh, I left those books. And then I went out and tried to see if they were still there. They weren't. I went to the convenience store and asked if somebody turned them in. They didn't. And then I was like, it's okay. So here's the interesting thing. So then I looked on Amazon because I was going to order some more. And Amazon said that the order wasn't showing up as being delivered.
Wow.
Right? So, meaning they were like, do you want a refund or do you want to send them back? And I started to be like, oh, sweet, I can just get a refund. Right? But then I was like, well, they actually did deliver them and I lost them. Yeah. Amazon didn't lose them. And I was like, that wouldn't be an integrity to say that they lost them. But then I start rationalizing and I'm like, yeah, but it's Amazon, right? Like, it's like $200.
Jeff Bezos got plenty of dollars. He ain't tripping on $200.
Exactly. But then I was like, it's not about him, it's about me. So if I were to take that, then that would be like putting a hole in the bottom of my bag of abundance that I'm creating, right? So, you know, I grappled with myself, but then I was like, no, I'm not gonna take the refund and I'm just gonna buy some more because I don't know what's going to happen to those books, but they're out there in the world. Yep. You know, hopefully somebody got to enjoy them.
That's the truth of the matter. But someone did take them.
Yeah, someone did take them. And I was like, I don't think they would keep them. Maybe they thought it was like a PlayStation, but when they realized it was just a bunch of the same book, they wouldn't want to keep it. But who knows? Who knows what will happen? And that's the thing is, it's not about what happens outside. It's how you choose to respond and how to utilize each situation for your own personal growth and development.
That's the truth of the matter. That is the truth of the matter. And that really, I feel, is the full definition of presence. Mm. Is being able to be in the space of challenge and truly allowing yourself to make the best decision with an integral appreciation for knowing exactly how you want to show up to the universe.
Yeah. And I think when you live as you do, and as I now do, the spiritual ramifications and consequences of things are undeniable. So
that's the truth.
You can't, there's no hiding, right? If you do X, then Y is going to happen. It's just a matter of time.
And I feel that also as you become more clear, Y happens a lot faster.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting because it's like those imbalances, you feel them. Mm-hmm. Like I have been practicing yoga now for 12 years and I can feel when someone is feeling upset at me. I can feel when someone feels elated at something that I've written about them. Mm-hmm. Or I can feel when someone is excited about the opportunity to work together. And all of this becomes so much more palpable. And I feel that is when the veil becomes thinner. And as the veil becomes thinner, you realize how integral your own energy is because you feel how powerful it is on that which is the fabric of this universe. Mm-hmm.
So, over those 12 years, have you had a daily practice that whole time?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what has led me to where I am today. Every day, whether it's a little bit of stretch, a little bit of Sufi rolls, whether it's just bringing the body and the breath together for 30 minutes, I practice yoga every day. Mm.
So I'm curious, and maybe other people are too, as you've been on this path for so long, what are some of the challenges you still experience as a human? Because obviously you're not like partying, getting drunk and all that stuff, but like you're still a human, so.
Yeah, I would say my biggest challenge, I would say, completely honest with you, is the opposite sex. I am so just infatuated by women. I love women. And I say it from literally a space of I love women. I love human beings, period. Like, I love all human beings, period. Like, I absolutely go out of my way to make people happy on a regular, every single day. So it really comes down to, I would say, just wanting people to love me, you know? Like, there's a space where you love yourself so much, but we realize that this existence is meant to be had with others.
Right.
And oftentimes, it's like you get to this space where you're like, working on myself, I feel good, I look good, I've been eating well, I've been doing my yoga, I've been working all day, my abundance is up, I've been able to purchase the things that I want to, but now I just want to cuddle and just have someone to pet my head and just snuggle with and just relax in bed and the little things. And I feel that I am oftentimes so deep in my own process that then when I do have someone there, I can easily get into the nitpicking of, oh, they don't do this like that person did, or they don't do that this person did. And so it's often this consistent patience, coming back to patience. And I feel that is the beauty of human relationship, is that it always brings me back to patience. Mm. Having patience for myself so that I can have patience for others.
Yeah. That's well said. Yeah. Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can relate. I don't know if there's anyone who can't relate to desiring more understanding and harmony with who they want to be in relationship with. That's like a very core human thing. And I think a lot of the things we do are probably towards that. I know for me, that's also the case. I'm learning how to not lead with achievement in my mind, thinking that I can be a good enough person to be worthy of these things, and trying to settle into the inherent worth that I have and that every human being has just because they're who they are, right? And I think that's probably tied into some perfectionism, just like feeling if I have to do something to be worthy of love, that also probably affects the way I think about other people. So I'm just trying to unravel all of that and just be with what is, and on the one hand, be devoted to my highest spiritual path, and on the other hand, pizza is part of the path, you know? Being a human and being imperfect is actually part of the perfect design, because in that imperfection, let's say I do something I need to apologize for, that's giving you the opportunity for grace, or vice versa. Like, forgiveness and grace are part of the human experience.
Truth.
And they wouldn't be necessary if we were perfect.
Truth. Truth, very much. That's the continuous balance, because it's like forgiving yourself for any of the past ways that you thought about yourself or thought about others, and then from that forgiveness you open the space for others to forgive themselves so that they can see you in your light.
Mm. Man, it's always such a pleasure to just be in your field. You know?
Same.
I know how much work you do, and it's inspiring. And I know you touch a lot of people, and not everyone gets to actually be in your presence, so it is something that I'm grateful for. Not everyone gets to eat your pancakes.
Not everyone gets to eat my pancakes. That's the truth. That is the truth.
So, if you were to call in one thing for the rest of 2021, one thing for the collective, and one thing for yourself. Care to share?
Yes, I will start with myself calling in the completion of the Prolific Abundance Connection Sanctum partnership with Singularity University in Costa Rica that will allow us to move forward into calling in the Ascension Center and 100-acre space at the top of Dominical, Costa Rica, that we all will have the opportunity to coexist in, to play, to flow in, to dance, to sing, to yoga, to enjoy the stars, to really tap into why we are here and how we can become more integral conduits of nature so that we can truly find our harmony that is divine within this lifetime. That's what I'm calling in.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Taking this time to sit on the beach with me.
I enjoyed this new expression of this podcast, video cast, live cast, whatever you want to call it, being out here in the elements. It was special, it was unique, so thank you for pioneering with me.
Anytime. My brother Dijon, such a blessing to have the opportunity to share these moments.
Yeah, so you were talking about hitting a handstand on those rocks. You feel up for it?
Always, you know it.
All right, we're gonna get some of that Andrew Seeley magic right over here.
Blessings. Until next time. Namaste.
All right, fam. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Dharma Glow. We're here to inspire you and to elevate your consciousness so that you can live a life that leaves a legacy of love. If you enjoyed what you heard here today, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, sign up for the email list at dharmaglow.com, and stay connected. Spread the word, because what we're doing here is essential to the formation of New Earth. As long as we stay connected, we can't lose. Much love. This is Dijon. I'm out.